TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Live from BB's Tex Orleans and Pearland, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, we made it. Last segment of the show. Gave away a couple of tickets, Texans-Colts tickets to the last game of the season. Those are good as gone. Academy Sports and Outdoors. It is a football Friday. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors for making it happen. We gave away four Academy gift cards here today, as well as a big shout out to our Houston area Ford dealers for those Texans tickets, and Tomball Ford for that free oil change. Appreciate you. We'll thoroughly enjoy that one right there. We got the big news today. We'll hit it real quick, because not only did we get the good news of C.J. Stroud is cleared out of concussion protocol, so is Jalen Petrie. Both of them big announcements. Both of them obviously star players on this team that are going to help us win some games down the stretch. Let's start with, we heard from D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud today on the show. Let's hear from D'Amico Ryans first. This is D'Amico Ryans on Jalen Petrie, just how important he is to this defense.
Yeah, Jalen. He opens our playbook up, you know, the full playbook. We can do a lot of different things with Jalen. Everybody sees he's been a dynamic playmaker for us, right? Whether it's in the run game or passing game. I mean, the kid flies around. He plays with his hair on fire. I just love watching him play the game of football, because he does it in such a relentless way. And he's going to be in position to make a ton of plays, right? We know offenses have to have awareness for JP and where he is at all times, because he's that type of impact player for us.
Well, there you go. That's the kind of guy you're getting back. You got Jalen Petrie back in the fold, that nickel defender. Now they're whole in the secondary, with the exception of obviously the safety down MJ Stewart, down Jimmy Ward, down CJ Gardner-Johnson, but that hadn't been a problem. You got
the rookie Jalen Reed out there.
You got Reed out there that's playing well. Jalen Petrie is back. That's a big development, or at least a big confirmation. We had a good idea that they were going to be back. Now, C.J. Stroud, as I mentioned, is back as well. Here's C.J. Stroud talking about being back in the fold and off of concussion protocol.
Yeah, just see how great our defense is, you know, and if we can just, you know, find a way to score in the red zone and, you know, find points, I think, you know, we can go as far as we want, because, you know, we have a really, really strong, talented defense, and it was really good to see, and for me, you know, to see from a bird's eye, and that's been the case, you know, but it's a little different when you just get to sit there and watch and be like, dang, other quarterbacks got to go through this, like, I got to, you know, when I get back, I got to make sure I make plays and put these guys in position to win and, you know, reward them for stops and then turnovers, you know, so I think that's huge. Our special teams, you know, playing well, and then, you know, offensively, you know, I thought we did really solid, but I think we can take another step as well.
Well, for our Texans win if segment, obviously, if they get those two guys back, it's going to bode well for winning games. So they're back. B. Scott, your take, the Texans win Sunday at Indianapolis if.
The Texans win Sunday at Indianapolis if They simply run the ball effectively. Now, I'm not saying that's all they need to do, because we need C.J. Stroud to have a big game. We talked about Nico Collins having a big game. I mentioned Jaden Higgins needing to have a big game.
Yep.
But I think a lot of that, kind of similar to how I feel like the Colts want to operate, everything kind of starts with the run game. I think that they can open things up so much if they're able to run the ball effectively. And this is a key part with the Colts. And people don't really – I don't know if they watch them enough to understand this. It's not so much that they're as good against the run, because they're not very good against the run. What it is that teams haven't really had an opportunity to run against them because they've been playing from behind. The Colts so much and so often this year have played with a lead to where the opposing team hasn't really had that opportunity to run it down their throats. I feel like the Texans win this game because – and if they are able – to run the ball effectively. And I think that's to me where it all starts for the Texans. If they're able to run the ball, I think they're able to play keep away from the Indianapolis Colts offense, which is good. I know Daniel Jones is hurt, but if they're able to keep the ball away from the Colts and run the ball effectively, I think that they'll win this game. And that'll help them, I think, in the red zone as well.
Look, if they're able to run the football effectively, they can beat anybody in the damn league. I mean, because if you can run the football effectively, and that's gonna create one on ones outside. It's gonna create the play action. It's gonna make it easier for the O line to protect. I mean, if they can run it effectively, because effectively to me is a little bit more than just complimentary. That means, hey man, we're gonna run it when we get out there on most of our drives. We're gonna run it, and we're gonna stay ahead of the chains, and we're gonna be able to do our get our play action rolling, which means you're impacting the linebackers, and you're able to throw it over their head. You're forcing the defense to put an extra man in the box, those kind of things.
Yep.
If they're able to run it well, they can beat anybody in the league, and they can damn sure beat the Indianapolis Colts. Now, the Colts are one of the best teams in the league, and until their record says otherwise, I'm going to believe them. We'll see what happens on Sunday. I'm going to go with C.J. Stroud. I think C.J. Stroud's got to throw. He's going to throw for 250 or more yards. I don't think this is a game – I don't think this is a game where you're going to be able to nickel and dime yourself to a 75% completion and throw for 180 and win this thing. I don't think this game is going to be a game where you protect the football, you don't turn it over, you stay ahead of the chains, and you win. I think there's certain teams that you can play that style of football against, whether it's because their defense dictates it or it's because their offense can't score. I don't think this is one of those games. I think this is one of the better – I think Indianapolis is for real. I think this is one of those games where it's going to take it's going to take all three phases.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I can't believe we did a whole show not talking about how bad the special teams have been over the last couple of weeks.
And conversely, Indianapolis' special teams is spectacular. So
yeah.
Yours has been bad and theirs is notably good.
Yeah. So, I think I'm going to go with C.J. Stroud's got to throw for over 250 yards. C.J. Stroud's got to have a day.
Yeah.
I think early on they're going to put it in the hand. They're not going to let us run the football. I think they're going to force us to they're going to try to suffocate us and force us to throw it, not just throw it, but throw it mid-range and try to get the quarterback to hold the football, kind of create some of the problems that we've seen in the past from the Texans.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But I'm going to go with C.J. Stroud throwing for 250. Now, you know, a big part of that is what we saw from Christian Kirk last week. Has he really arrived, or was that just a flash in the pan? Did he make a couple of plays because he's been on the damn field so much?
It's fair to question because he has not been he's been noticeably not explosive this year.
Yep. And is Higgins really a man beating wide receiver already? Because I think he will eventually, but already.
He's a problem, man. Like, we've seen a couple of times, not just has he beaten man coverage, but also where he's caused a penalty, like caused a pass interference penalty because he runs across your face and you're, oh, wait a minute, he's too big, he's too fast, what do I do? And then a guy reaches his arm out there and grabs him. Like, he wins one-on-one battles, but he also puts, I think, the defensive back in the bind and makes them have to make a really tough decision.
Yeah, I think for me the jury's out, right? I mean, a lot of what we've seen that's turned into points, which are the bigger, you know, more wow moments for him, have been catching the ball inside the corner, outside the safety, or, you know, catching a seam route when it's a perfect play call and it's schemed up against that particular zone. Now, we saw him last week was contrary to that, right? We saw him last week win on a cut split go route and Davis Mills hit the DB in the damn back.
Yep.
Right? We saw him score a touchdown on the cross face Texas route, little post route underneath. So last week was an exception to that. Which one is he?
Yeah.
Right. It's a better secondary you're going to face. Can we really line up in this more of a stagnant offense that Nick Caley wants to run? Can you really line up? They're going to roll a safety over the top of Nico Collins and take him away. And can Christian Kirk and Higgins do their thing against this particular secondary?
Yeah.
How real is it? You definitely need them to.
Yeah.
But how real is this? Is a big game for Jaden Higgins in a sense of following up on what he's done, because there's no doubt he's coming, and it's a beautiful thing, but can he do it in a monster game like this against a better secondary?
And I was with you earlier on, you know, feeding Nico Collins, but if it turns out, and I suspect that this is the case, we'll see, jury's still out like you said, but if it turns out that they've got a man beater not named Nico Collins, whether that's Jaden Higgins or Christian Kirk or whoever it is, they got somebody that could beat man coverage that's not Nico Collins, we're cooking with grease here. We're cooking with grease. We're talking about something here.
Fish grease. It's an absolute game changer for the Texans. I said it earlier this week. If Jaden Higgins is for real, and if he turns it, because it's not only is he playing better, but he's significantly more confident as you watch him every week. And he's becoming – you see that dog coming out of him. You see him beating the man. You see him – you know, winning consistently and the quarterback feeding him, overfeeding Nico.
Yeah, finding the end zone, I think, does a lot. I mean, just a young player like that, a rookie, finding the end zone a time or two, what that can do for their swag and confidence, what that does for the quarterback's confidence in you, seeing you catch the ball in the end zone, I think it goes a long way.
Well, I'm glad our keys to the game here couldn't be any further apart. You got them running the ball. I got CJ to throw for 250.
Yeah. How about they do it all?
So we compliment each other, each other well.
Hey, run it down their throat and throw that go ball. Let's go. Let's beat them 40 to nothing. Why not?
You know? That is absolutely beautiful. All right, we've got a few minutes left, man. What's your score prediction, man? You got a score prediction for anybody today?
So on the show yesterday, I did 30-27, but I also admitted this is when I was on with you guys on Wednesday.
The Texans winning
30-27 when I was on the show on Wednesday, but I also did have the caveat that it doesn't have to look like that. Like, I got it being a high scoring game just out of respect for what the Colts offense has been. Now, that was before I realized how bad that leg really was for Daniel Jones. But that's in respect or out of respect for the Colts offense and with anticipation that C.J. Stroud would be back and that they're playing indoors. Like, it's a November game in Indianapolis indoors. So I don't see why these offenses shouldn't be able to let it loose other than the fact that you got the number one defense out there in the Texans. But aside from that, there should be plenty of opportunity for them to go out there and put up points. I got the Texans winning a close one, 30-27.
30-27.
It's rich.
57 pints. Huh?
It's rich now. It's rich.
What is the what is the total in this game? Do we have?
It's not. Yeah, that's definitely going over the total. It's got to be.
You're up there, huh?
That's definitely going over the total. Let's see. I got college games.
46
up.
And a half. 47. Boy, you're way over the total. Not way over. Would you say 30-27?
Yeah.
57. Yeah, you're over. Yeah, 10
I'm
points.
I'm over the total. Yeah,
I'm golly, man. I was gonna say, I'm gonna go 24-21 Colts.
Okay.
I'm gonna go 24-21 Colts.
I think that's a reasonable score.
I know it hurts. It's painful, man. But I think that's the Colts are a really good football team, and I think we're coming. But I don't think we're ready to go on the road and beat the highest scoring offense in the league. That's where I'm going.
Not after you watched them take down the MVP and the Buffalo Bills on Thursday Night Football in front of God and everybody.
Look, it was impressive. This is a different animal, man. They got some dudes now. They got some guys. They can run it. They can throw it. They schematically come at you a million different ways with what they do offensively. And
well, if Jonathan Taylor's running the ball, it's going to be a long night. It's going to be a long night if Jonathan Taylor is Jonathan Taylor. Well, all bets are off at that point. My idea is predicated. They got to stack that box, and they got to determine that Daniel Jones with one leg is going to beat us. And that's what it's got to be. That's what it's got to be, man. It can't be Jonathan Taylor.
That is Brandon Scott. He is in for Ron the Show Ugly. I'm Clint Sterner. We are at BB's in Pearland. Big shout-out to everybody that came out to the show, all of our winners. Big shout-out to all the people at BB's, Tex Orleans. I'm going to tell you, I'm serious business. When I come to BB's, I feel like I'm in South Louisiana. I love the vibe in the building. The food is always tremendous. Now, I'm a big fan of everything from crawfish etouffee to boiled crawfish to boudin to gumbo. I love it all. It's my last meal. If I do indeed know when I'm going to go, I want that as my last meal one day. But the people, man, all the people that are here typically, as well as definitely the staff from Brooks, who owns the place, all the way down, tremendous people, great vibes. Always a treat to be in the building. I encourage everybody out there, if you have not been to a BB's Tex Orleans location, I encourage you to get to one soon. Gather your friends, gather your family. If you're watching games or just grabbing a meal, get it done. There's 11 locations around the city, so you ain't got to travel far. If you can hear me right now, you don't have to travel far. It doesn't matter if it's crawfish season or not, baby. The food is off the charts. So get down to the nearest BB's. And big shout-out to Academy Sports and Outdoors for making it happen. Big shout-out to our Houston area Ford dealers. Byron, back in the studio for keeping us rolling here. Hell of a job, my man. We greatly appreciate you. B. Scott, thank you for sitting in for Ron, the Show Ugly. And until Monday, go Texans, and we love you, Houston.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees.
Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.